Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM 89.3, now combining the industry-recognized domain knowledge and big data, artificial intelligence and credit scoring. Advanced AI brings the next generation data centric platforms to transform traditional and emerging industries across Asia. Now, CEO and founder Jefferson Chen believes AI as a technology will benefit society by enabling better, faster and more personalized access to products, services and information.
But naysayers view cognitive abilities are the sole province of the human brain, and while they've gradually given up the physical realm over to the machines, every intrusion on human cognitive abilities is fiercely contested. So Advance with Intelligence for a Better Life is a company line. Let's find out more from Jefferson Chen, founder and CEO of Advance AI. Jefferson, welcome to the studio. Firstly, tell us the genesis of Advance AI and how it works in layman terms.
Yeah, some of us failed science, so Jefferson have to help us out.
So Advance AI helps our clients understand their customers well and provide the best possible product to their clients on a personalized basis. Mm-hmm. So if you're a bank, we help you understand who's your customer, how can you provide the best financial products, for example, credit cards, insurance products, personal loans to your customer while managing your risk properly.
How do you do that? By gathering data, sifting through it. So it's analysis of data?
Yes, we collect a lot of data with the user's permissions, and we work with a lot of ecosystem partners to paint the picture of the end customers. And we use the machine learning, various techniques to understand those data, and in the end, provide the best recommendations to the banks and the financial institutions.
How challenging is it, Jefferson, to bespoke your product for people of various industries or businesses of various industries?
Well, so we are living in a world whereby the data is huge and there's a lot of complexity in combining those data and make sense out of it. Our people have the best backgrounds and experience in dealing with those data and really come up with the most simplified way of using those data.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jefferson, tell us, how appropriate is AI for all businesses?
It's really very useful for almost all industries.
Is it necessary or still nice to have now?
It's necessary because I think today, no matter which industry in which you operate, you need to be competitive by providing the most personalized product and services to your clients. If you don't do it, other people will do it.
Which sectors will benefit the most from, okay, all sectors it sounds like, right? Which sectors you think are most in need of it now?
The key sectors that we focus on are financial services, retail, and telecom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm still very impressed by your tagline, a vision for the company. As we mentioned earlier, Advance with Intelligence for a Better Life. I mean, can you explain more about that to us?
Yes, we believe that good people need to be rewarded with good behaviors and bad people need to be penalized for that. So for example, our product have two key product lines. One is credit scoring. So we help the good people accumulate good credit scores and get better and better financial products. We also have another product line for fraud detection, and that's basically prohibiting the bad persons in sort of disturbing the ecosystem.
Mm. So how will this, though, prompt the use of AI tech for good, you think, Jefferson?
Well, I think before, if there's no AI, people are kind of thrown into one pond, right? Everybody kind of is treated in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But with AI, your behavior, your good behavior is picked up by the technology, by the platforms who can actually differentiate individual behavior, and they really create this incentive system to reward the good behavior and punish the bad.
Here's the thing, though. That's what the naysayers of AI will say. It then can be used to detect bad behavior as well.
Exactly. I think, AI already been used in many other industries, for example, surveillance industry, right? So I think the criminal rate has been proven to be significantly lower in many countries whereby the computer vision-based AI solutions is put in place.
Okay, here's the thing also. So great that we can detect bad behavior.
Right.
AI then can maybe be used by a bad person, so to speak.
As in use for bad.
Yeah.
Just like any other technology, right? There's always a chance, a risk of being used by bad people, but it doesn't mean it shouldn't be adopted by the good people. And so there's always a way to sort of counter the bad behaviors. And I think in the AI world, it's the same thing. So we have to always empower the right people. And then we always have the technology to prevent the bad people accessing the data, sort of use the data in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Jefferson Chen, founder and CEO of Advanced AI. Jefferson, whose responsibility is it then to police the bad people from using AI, so to speak?
I think it's a combination of the regulators, the platforms, operators, the merchants, and also the consumers themselves. Because consumers also need to be responsible for their behaviors, online and offline, and understand that whatever they do, it always leaves a track record.
Right, right, right. Well, Advanced AI obviously has come a long way. So what were some of the challenges that you faced while setting it up, and how did you tackle them?
Well, so we are a Singapore company, homegrown Singapore company. We started business about 3 years ago here. We quickly expanded to 6 countries in the region: Indonesia, Philippines, Vietnam, China, and India. And so one of the biggest challenges that we had was the cross-cultural communication and collaborations. And it took us a while to make sure that we really got the best people from different fields and different countries to actually work together closely, effectively with each other.
What about some of the current challenges you face, Jefferson, and how are you tackling the detractors of AI?
The challenges for us now is really how do we optimize our resource allocation to make sure that we sustain the current growth and really make sure that the priorities are set properly, people understand our objectives, both internally and externally, and also make sure that each client that we serve enjoy the same success.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand, Jefferson, that you have secured for Series C funding up to a tune of $80 million. I mean, can you tell
us?
That's a big amount of money. What are you going to be using the funding for?
I think first and foremost, it's really invest in talent. We are in a pretty aggressive mode of acquiring technologies, building technologies, and the most important thing is actually the talent. So we're going to continue to recruit the best people from various industries and domains to strengthen the R&D capabilities. And the second one is that we're opening new offices and new locations.
What do you think the future of AI is, Jefferson?
I think AI is a technology. I think it's becoming more and more ready, available to each individual and each company. And I think the opportunity for us is very significant. We want to be part of that growth.
Are you looking to move into other sectors? Earlier you talked about some of the sectors you're focusing on now.
Yes, I think we have done a reasonable job in establishing our foothold in the financial services industry. We are now in the phase of expanding to new verticals, for example, retail, e-commerce. That's something that we've been spending a lot of time looking into, and we think we have some interesting products coming out.
So, you know that film, right? Terminator 2, Jefferson Chen. Have to ask. The movie fan and the paranoid, right, has to ask. You think Skynet and that kind of cognizant machine will come into play one day?
Well, I don't think so. I think actually that's the point where we call the singularity, which I think when that happens, the whole will be very different. I think we're quite far away from that.
Oh, so you're saying it could possibly happen?
It could, but...
anything could, I suppose.
Anything's possible.
Jefferson Chen, founder and CEO of Advanced AI. Jefferson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.